The place where most people get stuck around alcohol is that they think they're going to always want it, that they're always going to have the desire, that they're always going to feel tension in their body, that they're not going to have fun, right? But what if I told you that you could use your mind to create relief naturally on your own, on demand? You can also enhance any experience by creating and generating any emotion you want to on demand. You are that powerful. Yes. This is everything I teach you inside of my program, The Naturally Sober Woman, and it is available to you right now on demand. These are the tools that I teach my private one-on-one clients, and I have made it extremely affordable for everyone to be able to get access to that now so that you can step into your future from a place of empowered confidence and really restyle your whole life in every single area so that alcohol no longer becomes an important part of your journey. Follow the link in the show notes and I will see you on the inside.
Do you ever feel like you're outgrowing alcohol, that you are longing for a deeper connection to life? If alcohol is keeping you playing small and feels like the one area you just can't figure out, you are in the right place. Hi, my name is Mary Wagstaff. I'm a holistic alcohol coach who ended a 20-year relationship to alcohol without labels, counting days, or ever making excuses. Now I help powerful women just like you eliminate their desire to drink on their own terms. In this podcast, we will explore the revolutionary approach of my proven 5 shifts process that gets alcohol out of your way by breaking all of the rules and the profound experience that it is to rediscover who you are on the other side of alcohol. I am so thrilled to be your guide. Welcome to your journey of awakening. Welcome back to the show, my beautiful listeners. How are you today? It's a beautiful sunny fall day here. And yesterday, Emmett had off of school and we used to always have Emmett and I, we would call them Friday field trips. And it was like him and I, and on Spotify, the Release Radar. If you don't know about this, I would check it out. The Release Radar comes out where music from artists is released on Fridays. And so they put together a compilation of, you know, people that you've been following so that you can keep up on the latest new music from the people you love. So we'd always play the Release Radar. But Matthew was able to come with us, and we actually met my mother. We went to an orchard that's on the other side of Mount Hood in Oregon. This is beautiful orchard. Oddly enough, that it's also a brewery and a winery, but they make cider and pizzas, and they have this big steer named Carlos, and you can feed him. Well, Emmett knew that he liked pears better than apples. So if you peep on my Instagram, you'll see a little reel of our fun day in the dahlias. And then we went to a harvest, kind of a harvest festival at another orchard that had all of the fun fall activities. It is my most favorite time of the year. I truly believe it is the most wonderful time of the year. So if you're not following me over there, Mary Wagstaff Coaching is my handle. And I also wanted to let you know, if you're new here, welcome. And this week, I'm really excited. I'm going to be doing a couple little different about me's, like an about me, just things that I love, some of my favorite things and why, but also a few kind of health recommendations of things that I use for myself. Of course, this is not, you know, like check with your physician. It's a check with your physician kind of thing, but these are very simple kind of like home remedies and some things, even just personal beauty regimens as I continue to age and grow that have really supported me that I'll also be sharing on the show. I thought would be really fun to really see how this is a holistic wellness practice, you know, that, I was thinking about washing my face at night. One of the things that I remember doing with my grandmother when I was little is she would always give me a really warm washcloth at night before I would go to bed. I stayed with her a lot when I was little, and even until I've always stayed with her. And so putting a warm washcloth on your face at night, oh my gosh, it's like the best feeling ever. And just letting it sit there for a few breaths and how that was such a luxury that I had missed. That I, you know, like a bedtime routine, a bedtime beauty routine that alcohol really took away from me. There were so many times where I, you know, didn't brush my teeth. I pass out with all my makeup on and, pass out with food, like gross in my bed. And, you know, so it's this way of just caring for ourselves from such a high honor. And yeah, I was just reminded of that. And it's the little things that kind of feel like you're aging backwards and that you start to really love. So I also wanted to remind you too, because I don't want to have any expectations of my listeners. sometimes, you know, I'm in this is my work. So I'm constantly in the content creation, in my coaching creation, in my emails, in the podcast it fills my life. But of course, it's a very small part of your life. Although alcohol, I know, is a big part of your life, but doesn't mean you're thinking about me all the time. Is I wanted to let you know, because I don't think this is obvious to everyone, even though it says it in the show and in the outro, is that I have a professional coaching practice, that I am a private one-on-one coach. I have a full schedule of clients, private one-on-one clients that I see weekly. And there's a whole program that goes along with that, and that is available to you. And it is a powerful, powerful, potent experience to have a coach, just like you would have a therapist or a doctor, or a personal trainer, someone that's really in the coaching in itself, beyond all of the other kind of private modalities that I've had, is such a powerful experience, because I really see myself as a mentor as well. Because we're not looking at just we're shifting the focus from alcohol being the problem to you being the solution. So this is about really awakening to the divine feminine, to a lot of the creativity and parts of yourself that you haven't been felt safe enough to expose. And so it's these two parts of the genius of our brain, my genius and your genius, coming together to help you create this beautiful future for yourself and create a life that, like, you might, you know, really invigorate the beauty of the life that you already have, and then start to really step into the sacredness of your life. And it's so such an honor to be able to do this for people and watch their transformation. So I wanted to say that, because I have had people come on a consultation call and they don't really realize that, or people think that I just do the podcast. So this is what I spend my entire week doing, is coaching clients, coaching women one-on-one and working with them very intimately in their mindset and the mindfulness practices of emotional intimacy, helping them really create a life by design. And it's so amazing. It has such an impact on everything, their family, their work, their business. It ripples out. A lot of times I'll work with people whose partners will stop drinking because of it, or drink less, or, you know, there's friends that are inspired by it. So one favor I would love to ask of you today is if you could please subscribe or follow, if you're listening to Spotify, subscribe to the show, and then go ahead and leave a review and leave a comment in the reviews. And then if you could also share this with one friend, with one person that you know could use some tools of empowerment, even outside of the realm of alcohol, because, you know, we talk about so much more than that. So on with the show. My beautiful teacher, Miss Elena Brower, who I've never met in person and I hope to meet sometime. She is an essential oils queen. She is a teacher on the platform Glow, GLO, that I've been a member of for almost 10 years, I think, if they've been around for that long. I've been a member of Glow for a very long time. It's an amazing platform. It's a subscription membership for mostly yoga, with amazing teachers. And she is just, I'm sure I've talked about her on the show. She's just poetry in motion. And she also has her own alcohol journey. So there's just something about seeing her now. Not that she wasn't exquisite before, but I didn't really know of that before. I knew about her, that was her transition after. But anyway, she always has these beautiful themes to her classes. And the one this morning was called Effort and Surrender. And I really think that this is such a beautiful theme when we're talking about our relationship to alcohol or anything that we want to change. And when we think about balance, right? Like it's this constant flow of effort and surrender. And sometimes there's more efforting and sometimes there's more surrender depending on your own personal cycles and rhythms and depending on what is required, like the conditions, you know, like kind of the space that you're in. And sometimes we don't have access to make, you know, an environment as suitable as we want to for ourselves. And so there might be a surrender of letting go to an expectation we once had. And then there's more of an efforting to decide on our mindset beforehand. And so while I was practicing, you know, when you do balance poses, you have to focus, you have to effort. If you let your if you let your eyes wander with your mind, you will fall out of balance. So I was looking out the window at like one leaf on a tree, which was my focus, and I'm balancing, and then the surrender. So the focus is the effort. And then the surrender is the softening, is the inviting the breath in while you still have a one-pointed focus in front of you. And this is such a beautiful metaphor for what we have to do while we're changing our relationship to alcohol. We have to have that conviction, that determination, that focus, right? The focus on really the result we want, which is emotional freedom, so that we can live into a really beautiful life. But then there is the softening to the resistance, the surrender of what we thought we knew was true. And you know, it's hard. It is a hard thing to say that, wow, this thing that I really held to this like great esteem is just nothing. It's nothing. And A Course in Miracles, they say, like, you're struggling essentially because you're trying to make meaning out of the meaningless. And there is no meaning to alcohol. Right. So because we use it and it overshadows all of the things that do have meaning, all of the things that are miracles innately, the abundance of life, it's like we, and then like the mind becomes so attached and so, and the body and addicted that it's like we have to be willing to be wrong. And that's so hard for so many people. And I see it, you know, in politics and all of these other places in life where it's like, we want to see what we want to see. We want to see what represents our beliefs. And if something's contrary to our beliefs, we put up a wall, we put up resistance. And if we're not willing to take a step back to look at a wider picture, to look at really like, from the Zen perspective, that there is no right or wrong and it's all a human construct, then we're always going to be struggling. We're always going to be suffering. And it's really an option, right? So for one day, when you listen to this, even if it is not necessarily about a specific subject matter, but even your attention, right? I talk about a lot about how we place our attention with our intention is what's going to save us so much more time versus like jumping around from thing to thing to thing to thing, right? Like you have 10 tabs open on your computer and you're getting nothing done versus leaving the phone away, focusing, and then surrendering to, okay, there's this task that I really need to get done. And so I'm going to soften around it. Or, you know, permission to let yourself relax. It's like you see your mind pulling you. There's these things to do. Your body wants to go, right? Because it's just the habitual way of it. So you focus on your body, you focus on conscious relaxation, that being the focal point, and then you surrender to the mind letting the mind do what it will do and becoming the witness to it. So just play with this concept this week of effort and surrender, focus and soften. And you can think about the inhale. You find your target, you inhale, find your target, steady your gaze, steady your attention. And then while you're in still with that attention, now you exhale, now you soften. And this is the only way we can get into, you know, especially when we're using our body in a physical way, we have to soften, we have to surrender, but while we're efforting. I wanted to say this before I get off the show, and I'll leave it in the show notes. I did a podcast interview on a podcast called 12 Ounces of Sobriety with two very delightful men who are in their recovery journey, and they have a different model. Well, they don't have a model. They went through a traditional recovery 12-step program. And it was very delightful to be able to talk with them, and they were very open. I'm curious about, I would love for you to listen to it because you can hear me articulate my process in a new way to a different audience. But also just see, you know, the way that their language that they use around their recovery journey and the language that I use. And it's very, very different. And it's really why people are attracted to this approach, is because, like, you can label yourself if you want to, but it's not required. And is it useful? So that's kind of up to you. It has never been useful for me, and I frankly feel like it's actually more detrimental. So 12 Ounces of Sobriety, and there might be something else on the show that they're really kind of talking about their own recovery journey and having some people on and giving tips and things that they've talked to, but it was delightful, and it would be fun to hear me in a different space. So I will leave that for you. I give you lots of things to think about. I'm so grateful that you're here, and we're going to continue into our 30-day podcast takeover. And there's going to be some fun surprises that I have for you. I hope you're doing amazing. If you ever have any questions or comments about the show, please let me know. And right now, you can actually click the link in the show notes to schedule a call with me for this week. So go ahead and do it right now and see what's possible for you and your journey of awakening. I'll talk to you soon. Imagine taking the podcast every week to the next level with achievable goals and an action plan tailored specifically to your needs. Finding personalized support is how you gain control of your destiny. In my private one-on-one coaching program, Fast Track to Freedom from Alcohol, you get your own personal cheerleader, that's me, every week, helping you get clear, stay curious and committed to what matters most versus resigning again and again to your habitual patterns. Every big change starts with one next step. Schedule a complimentary call with the link in the show notes or on my website, marywagstaffcoach.com, to get a new perspective on an old habit.